And I know they don't do that for sanitary reasons anymore because they find stuff at the bottom of the ball pit that's really gross. But I remember watching as these kids were gathering up these balls. And it was funny because they were like hoarding them. And I'm kind of chuckling like, kid, that's not even your ball. That belongs to McDonald's. McDonald's owns that. But you're not going to take, like, when mom and dad say, Charlie, time to go, you're not going to be able to take that with you. But they're sitting there and they're hoarding. And of course, some kid comes up and they're like, no, mine. And I just kind of laugh. And then I realized, where are they learning that from? Oh, they're probably learning it from us as adults. How we often become so consumed. And God, through Hosea to the Israelites, also to us. All that treasures of silver, all of that stuff, it eventually just goes away. It's not going to be important. Verse 7. The days of punishment are coming. The days of reckoning are at hand. This is pretty huge. Let Israel know this. Because your sins are so many and your hostility so great, the prophet is considered a fool, the inspired man a maniac. Have you ever thought about how interesting the world is as it looks to the church? How strange it is when people look at us and they say why we do the things we do. I know there was times that people thought Christianity was just so bizarre. Why would you go to church each Sunday? Why would you give money to this organization? Why would you base your life upon outmoded, outdated moral attributes? Why is it not progressive? And I know that there have been times that I've been looked at and said, man, you are a fool. And that's what's happening in Hosea's day. They're looked down as fools. It's crazy how they said, you know what, Hosea, you're a madman. I'm not going to follow anything about what you said. That's what happens also for us. And I know it can be very difficult for us to live that way. It becomes very hard, but I'm hopefully here to encourage you that sometimes it's okay to be labeled as a fool for Christ, because that is exactly what he calls us to be.